So they beat them like 11 straight times in a row.
11 straight times in a row.
Consecutively.
Yeah.
Consecutive times in a row.
Yeah. So they're glad we got that going on. All right, let's see. So they had the, I tell you what, Rick Perry went in there and beat the hell out of right end. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, he beat Michelle Bachmann in her
Did he hold
Chain
yell practice?
Too.
But she's not in the race anymore. She's withdrawn.
That's right, and so is Herman Cain. Yeah, but he still beat him, though.
But right end is still viable.
Yeah,
I'm just
right.
saying. So, I mean, he beat right end by 1,000 votes.
Yeah. And go ahead.
And he beat Buddy Romer, too.
There you go. So,
he's on his way. Him?
Yeah. He's on, yeah. 1,700 votes. That's good enough for 1%.
1%.
He is the 1%. There you go, anyway.
He put all his eggs in the South Carolina basket.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been down there. He showed up for that debate, but that was about it. Yeah. He got out of town as quick as possible.
Yeah, hi there. How y'all doing? I got to get on down the road. Yeah.
Well, how about Ron Paul? I mean, my golly, this... You know,
New Hampshire
finishes a solid number two.
Well, but and here's the deal. I mean, here's a guy running for president who knows he's not going to win.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't care whether he wins.
Uh-huh.
What he wants to do is he wants to kind of go through like picking up pawpaws. He just wants to get himself
put them in a basket.
Yeah, he just wants some delegates. He wants to get some delegates. He wants to have an opportunity to have a seat at the table.
Yeah.
So that he can go in there and, you know, give us all these views. And I mean, he hadn't changed his message.
No.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a big basket full of crazy. Yeah,
we don't have to worry about flip-flopping with him.
And he does not get along with the media. I mean, he really doesn't.
He's 76 years old. He doesn't get along
curmudgeon.
With anybody.
Yeah. He and the CNN girl that covers Capitol Hill, Dana Bash.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They don't get along at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
He doesn't like her. But
has he taken a swing at it?
No, I haven't taken a swing. Right, no, but he,
Get off my lawn, right?
I'd YouTube that.
that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, good. So, anyway.
It was over early last night. I mean, Romney was giving his speech like at 7:30 our time.
Well, seeing that worked out well for Ron Paul, he could go ahead and
he was already asleep.
Yeah, get to bed. Yeah, get that done. So there you are.
Yeah.
And Rick Santorum, I don't know. I guess that steam kind of gone out of that.
Did he and Newt tie at 10%?
Yeah, 9%.
9%.
As a matter of fact, they were within 200 votes of each other, about 22,000. But the big story there is, however. That Rick Santorum, you can now get an official Rick Santorum sweater if you give $100 to the campaign.
Well, how about
get
that?
And it has Santorum, has the name Santorum on it. I mean,
just don't try to wash it.
Well, I'm just No, it's stitched in. I would think you take that and you put it in a bag and seal it, and put it under your bed. In about 15 years, you take it out to Pawn Stars and see what you can get for that.
That's right.
The Santorum's official sweater vest is, quote, perfect for demonstrating solidarity with true conservatives. 100% cotton, made in the USA.
Yes.
It comes in gray. Don't let sleeves slow you down. Donate today. That's what it says on the website. So there you are. Okay. Now, what's interesting is I guess we got South Carolina next. That'll be January the 21st, I think. And
there's two debates between now and then.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, how well this whole libertarian thing will necessarily play there. And then you got Florida, and I'm not sure. Ron Paul can be excited about this, but. Ron Paul's people are Ron Paul's people. They're just going to be and nothing.
Well, New Hampshire's pretty much chock full of them.
Yeah. That's true.
You have to consider the source. This is not like the California primary.
No, plays well to that kind of stuff. I mean, that's live free or die, right?
Exactly.
That is what New Hampshire's all about. So that works well for them.
Probably percentage-wise, maybe the most decidedly libertarian state in the country.
Yeah. And I guess that's probably now, we're going to start seeing more of this. And yesterday, I don't know if you heard Rush or not, went on and 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 on about the attacks on Romney. Has Newt Gingrich pretty much sounded like a Democrat, because he's almost saying, well, Mitt Romney was a capitalist. He came in and his company, Bain Capital, bought these other businesses that were in trouble and you know, pretty much stripped them out and then sold them and made a profit, dot, dot, dot. As if, but making a profit is a bad thing? Is that it? And so you take that and you pair it with the comments that we had of Romney saying, I like to fire people.
Yeah.
And obviously they couldn't script the Democrats' attack ads any better than the things that they're saying right now, and then you combine it with him saying he likes to fire people. So we're supposed to feel badly about that.
Do you think they're really going to be able to get away with that? Because, I mean, you can't have anything more blatantly taken out of context than to, you know, just have that, that quote taken out of context.
Has a political ad ever taken anything out of context?
Well, I'm just wondering if it'll backfire on him when, you know, people realize that he, you know, he unfortunate position of phrases.
While you are 100% correct, you give too much credit to the lowest common denominator.
And we can
never forget that that's who the target is.
Yeah,
because they'll run. I like to fire people, and then Romney's on the other side going, but, and that's not gonna work. And all you can say is that there.
Do we trust Mitt Romney with the future of America's jobs?
Yeah.
I like to fire people.
Well,
Obama 2012. I mean, done.
And
so.
He ran, Rush ran some of the audio of a commercial. You know, everything was fine until Mitt Romney came to town. I mean, literally, that's audio out of the commercial that they were running. And this is all from a film that was made, a documentary, I guess we can say, about his days at Bain Capital. And what's interesting is the producer of this thing was out peddling it to the Republican candidates, saying, hey, you pay me $40,000 and I'll give you this film. Well, so this super PAC that supports Gingrich had the $40,000. And they asked the producer, well, why didn't you give it to Huntsman? He said Huntsman didn't have the money for it. So Huntsman was not willing to pay the $40,000. He's got the money for it, by the way. Mm-hmm. He's worth $70 million, so he's got the money. But it was the PAC that supports Gingrich that decided to buy this thing and put their name on it. And again, we'll be seeing more and more and more of it. So. Oh, and by the way, regardless of the finish last night in New Hampshire, John Huntsman is getting beaten in South Carolina by a fake candidate.
Oh, really?
According to a new tally by the public policy polling, Stephen Colbert is leading Huntsman among Carolina voters 5% to 4%.
So, that's got to be reassuring for your campaign.
Yeah, I mean, and again, what if Colbert calls him and asks him to come on for a debate? I mean, will he do that? Because I'm guessing he won't. But
well, Huntsman will still have to stand on the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Folks everywhere know.